Black horse and black horse. Pressing. How's that now? I think it's a feel that Ralph has with his banjo picking. I think that actually separates the style, the extenuation of Ralph's notes, the feel that he has in his mind or his hands for the playing. I think that's what makes his playing different. And I think he does a heck of a good job, too.
What? We're going to have Ralph up in a few minutes, and we'll ask Ralph.
Yeah.
How does his differ from Don Reno? Play follow the leader. Now, I'll tell you a little story. All right, we'll get to you in a minute, Dave. When Don did follow the leader, we were recording in Cincinnati, and we needed another song to finish out an album. And most of the time when Don Red recorded, we'd write the material either on the way to Cincinnati or when we got there. We never had anything before we got there. So we need another number, and Don says, okay. He goes in, picks up the banjo, and he plays this thing. And I don't know whether we've ever played it or he's ever played it since. There's several numbers he did that way. Banjo Riff was just made up in a spur of the moment.
And never have been able to play it since I recorded it. Really haven't. Recorded that number at 12 o'clock one night. After we'd cut, I think, 19 numbers. It was the 20th one. And Sid Nathan of King Records come in the studio and says, can you do something with a beep, beep, beep? I mean, that's the only note Sid could hit was that peep note. And I got the banjo down and recorded. I didn't even recognize it when it come out. In fact, the first time I ever heard it, I thought, well, somebody's copying me down to the T here or something. I better get busy.
We were in the car.
Yeah, this has been several years ago. I think about 1956, somewhere along there, 7. Somebody want to follow the leader? We'll see what we can do with it.